In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is among us. The last couple of Sundays have presented examples of people who were not able and they were not ready to receive Christ. By neglecting his own soul, that rich man was more focused on acquiring and storing up his treasures on earth. And the last Sunday we heard about this rich young ruler, and he too walked away from our Lord in great sadness for the same reason. He treasured more his material possessions than God and his neighbor. These are pertinent gospel passages for you and me to ponder, to reflect upon in the midst of our de-Christianized society, which has now gone into hyper-consumerism. These 2 months, November and December, it's all focused on buying things and spending money and spending on things that are very worldly. Not that it's always wrong, there's a place for it, but it's to an excess, we have to admit, in our culture. So as the church is preparing to celebrate the nativity of our Lord and God, Savior Jesus Christ, today we hear about the healing of a man in Jericho. And this man was blind. And unlike either that rich man from 2 Sundays ago or the rich young ruler from last Sunday, here we have a man who is blind, he can't see, and he's destitute. He's sitting on the wayside, and he's begging. And this is a man who figured that this was his lot for the rest of his life. There's no hope for him to get out of this situation. Then something unexpected happened on this day. Jesus of Nazareth was passing by him. And this blind man, as the blind often have very acute ears, had heard, I'm sure, the reports about the miracles that this Jesus of Nazareth has been doing around Galilee. And so one can only imagine what hope came into his heart. Here was his one chance. Here was his one opportunity to be healed. Here was his one opportunity to get his sight back. So he doesn't sit out, so he doesn't have to sit on the side of the road anymore and beg and be dependent upon what other people might give him. This was his opportunity for a new life. A new life. So are we surprised that this man refused to stop yelling out, crying out, exclaiming, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Even when the crowd around him angrily tried to shut him down. And the more they criticized him, the more they tried to silence him, was all the more he shouted more loudly. This beggar desired one thing: the Lord's mercy. And that profound yearning, deep within the depths of his heart, right, we have that expression, in the heart of your heart, deep in the core of his being, was this intense determination. That, my brothers and sisters, is a kind of this determination, intense determination, that we should have for the coming of our Lord God Savior Jesus Christ on December 25th. Too often, however, we find ourselves like the beggar. We're blind. Only I think sometimes we forget how blind we really are. It's a kind of spiritual blindness where we're kind of complacent at where we are with our Lord in our life. When in fact, let's be honest, none of us are ever where we're supposed to be Otherwise, we'd already be with God. And we'd know his unending joy, his unending peace. We would be men and women who just exude kindness and exude real love for the other. Tremendous patience with one another. We all don't have that. We're all not there. We're all in varying degrees. But we don't recognize that because too often we become spiritually blind to our own blindness. And it's often covered up by our desire for self-fulfillment, placing ourselves at the center, seeing how everybody around us can kind of serve my needs. I might reach out to somebody, but in the turn, I'm thinking how that might bring me some gain. That's one. And of course, the other thing, we live in a busy society. We have our daily duties, our family responsibilities, our work responsibilities. And so sometimes, and maybe more times than not, we find it hard to pray. We find it difficult sometimes to pray. So there's the two things, and all of us fall into both categories throughout the day, right? Sometimes it's complacency, blindness. Other times, you're really busy, and sometimes it's like, wow, I'm just too tired to pray. Lord, I'm sorry. Either way, we do lose that sense of urgency that we see in the blind man, that sense of really crying out to the Lord, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Our liturgy is filled with those very words. Have mercy on me. So let's take a moment and look at this blind man who showed us a very simple way to pray. A very simple way to pray. He just cried out repeatedly with determination. Over and over and over, what the tradition has come to call the Jesus Prayer. Think about that. It's a very simple prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And you can say it anywhere and everywhere, all the time. Whether you're driving, when you're working, when you're reading, when you're watching the football game, when you get up in the morning and you're running late to get to work, you can always simply say from the depth of your heart, like this blind man in Jericho, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the tradition tells us that prayer alone will bring you healing, will bring you strength, and will bring you restoration. It is the season to prepare for the coming of the Lord. It's the season to turn our hearts to our Lord and God Savior, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. That great Saint Anthony of the Desert, he was a great, great saint, and he lived in the 3rd century. And one time he prayed to God, Lord, would you show me someone who is better than I and someone that I could look to as an example of how to pray? That was his question. Lord, show me someone who I can see what it means to pray. So God instructed Anthony to go into the city of Alexandria. It's in Egypt. He lived. That's where he was, in the deserts of Egypt. And so he said, the God told him, go into the city of Alexandria. And the first man that you'll meet will be the one I'm going to send to you to answer your prayer. So Anthony got up and he went into the city. He got to the city gate. And there was a man standing there. It was the first one he saw. So Anthony went up to this man and he said, who are you? And this man responded, I am a tanner. St. Anthony asked, well, what do you do? And the man responded, well, I'm busy at tannery, and I serve my customers. Anthony then went on to inquire, but what are your works for God? What kind of self-denials do you practice in your life? And the man responded, "I have none." Anthony was confused. So he asked again, "But what do you do then? How are you spending your day?" And the tanner responded, "I spend my day working." Anthony asked again, "Yes, but then what do you do? How do you serve God? Describe your day to me." And Tanner answered, "Well, in the morning, after I rise, I place myself for a few moments before the icon of the face of God. And I think that in this whole great city of Alexandria, there can be no one who is as great a sinner as I am. And in the evening, before going to bed, I again stand before that same holy face for a few moments, and I again say the same thing to myself. In all this great city of Alexandria, there is no one who is as great a sinner as I am." And Anthony left the city of Alexandria, learning his lesson from God. Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on